it's Joe McGee. Welcome to our podcast. Make sure that you subscribe and please share the podcast with your friends. That is the number one way you can help us reaching people with God's love and healing. We love you guys. Hope you enjoy the podcast. Hello, everybody. Joe and Angel. Welcome to another Mailbag Monday. We take time to answer your questions. And we try to do as good a job as that as we possibly can. Try to use the scripture. And so we'll take just a minute before we start and thank all of our partners. Our partners make this happen. We wouldn't have this studio. We wouldn't have all this stuff. We have three podcasts a week. We go not only all over America, we go around the world, and we reach millions of people. So our partners make this happen. They pay for our equipment. They pay for this studio. They pay for everything. So we could not do this without partners of Joe McGee Ministries. So if you'd ever like to be a partner, you can go to our website, and there's a place you can click in, Joe McGee Ministries, about partners. And if you want to just give a one-time gift, like to be a monthly partner, we appreciate anything you can do. So thank you for what you do. You make this happen. So yeah. God bless you guys. Thank you. Angel?
Yes, thank you very much. Okay, Joe, my wife just lost her mother and is having a hard time recovering. It seems like she's lost her will to work, spend time with us as a family and our kids. I don't know how to get through to her.
Well, you can't. Only God can do this. So what you have to do is you can pray for her. Bible's full of times when somebody lost somebody. It's like you got an intercede. You got to be the gap person. Lord, help them take blindness from their mind. You know, not nice understanding. You can't become a psychiatrist. Well, why are they doing it? Who cares? God's the one that redeems, delivers, restores. So just get God involved. So Father, you love my wife more than I do. You love my spouse more than I do. I'm not going to get caught up in why they're doing it and why they shouldn't do it and how they maybe had a wacky relationship or not a right relationship. Doesn't matter. What you want is a healthy relationship, and you want to get them restored. So pray for them. Lord, take blindness from their mind. If they're blind in any area, draw them out of your goodness. Have people cross their path. Have a friend call them on the phone or run into somebody at the grocery store. Start praying for them, and God will do more than you can imagine. God does exceeding abundantly above and beyond all we can ask or think. So start praying for them. Don't get judgmental. Don't give her the 64 question thing either. Why are you doing this? Why are you thinking this? When are you going to recover? Don't ask anything. Just love on them. That's the best thing I can tell you to do.
Grief is an interesting emotion.
Yes, it is. It's very real.
Yeah, it is. And there's stages to grief.
Yes, there are. And you can't skip any of them.
No.
And you and I both been through this.
When my father died, it was very suddenly. And
unexpectedly,
very unexpected. And it was shock and devastating. I felt like I didn't realize at the time how much I'd leaned on him after a divorce. And just the fact that I couldn't call him and talk to him, you know, was devastating.
Where's my sounding piece? They've gone. I mean, I've been doing the same thing. Maybe for 45 years, the time my wife was diagnosed with a brain tumor, 3 months later, she died. So 45 years of being with one person, loving one person, building a life together, all of a sudden they're gone. And you think, I don't even know what to do. I don't know where. Well, the Bible talked about, you know, when Moses died, God gave Israel 30 days to grieve. He said, I'll give you 30 days to grieve. Day 31, we're going to get up. We have stuff to do. We're still going to the promised land. We got stuff to do. And so God understands. So I think this sounds so hard, but God gave him 30 days. Day 31, okay, it's time to stop crying and get up and get on with your life. And so this sounds so hard. You can't make a God out of the dead. You're making a God out of the dead. They're in heaven. Hopefully they're in heaven, having a good time, smiling. They're not thinking about me. If you've lost a spouse, they're not thinking about you. They're in heaven. They're in glory. They're having a great time. You are not on their mind. And so I used to tell people, funerals are not for the one that left. Funerals for the ones left behind. They're the one doing the crying. Nobody's crying where they went. Nobody's crying in heaven. Hopefully they went to heaven. And so, try to focus on just being nice. Don't get in the question thing. Well, honey, how you feeling today? Don't ask them that. Don't ask how they're feeling. Don't ever ask that. You're not a psychiatrist. Just smile a lot. Fix some breakfast. You know, give them a foot rub or a back rub. Just don't question them. That's the best thing I can say. Don't question them. Just start praying for them.
I think grief like that sometimes it is more effective with, I mean, it hits some people harder than it does others. Yes. And I think we need to be sensitive to it. And yet you don't want to completely give into it because you can start to rule your lives. And that can be the point where you can go, oh, remember that day when so-and-so died? That was the day I stopped living too. And
yeah, people have said that.
Yeah.
Like, well, why? You're still here. God's not through with you. Evidently, God was through them. He's not through with you. You're still here. What are you doing?
Right.
You can't sit around the rest of your life with your thumb in your mouth crying about something. And again, we make too much. It sounds horrible to say this. We'll make a God out of the dead.
We do.
And we're not supposed to do that.
And so if you've gone, my suggestion is if you've gone through a period of time that seems like she should be somewhat bouncing back at this point, I would probably start to consider counseling, because you don't want her to go into it, because the spirit of heaviness is a real thing.
It is.
And the Bible says there's only one way to combat that, and that's put on a garment of praise.
Come on.
And you can't make somebody put on a garment of praise.
Oh, you can't.
That's something that they're going to have to do themselves.
It's a choice they got to make.
But if they've gone into a, it's like, okay, this is a weird analogy, but it's the only one I could think of at the time. But have you ever seen somebody that, like, they tell a lie and they're backed into a corner and they freak out and they tell a lie? Well, then you see people that they just lie and lie and lie.
Tell a lie to cover up the lie.
And then they give it, it becomes like a spirit of lying.
Ooh.
And it's like they get to the point where they don't even know what the truth is or what it looks like. And it's the same thing with grief. If you give into it long enough and that depression comes on you, then it can rule you.
Yeah.
So you have to fight it. And you can't fight for her. She's going to have to fight some of this. But I would suggest you go to counseling with her and, you know, help get her
you
through this.
You suggest, hey, sure, but I go see somebody, I go with you.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah.
But don't make anything mandatory.
No.
I'm trying to squeeze a wet bar of soap. It's going to leave your hands quicker than you can grab it. So just when people are grieving, you got to be very patient, but you got to pray a lot. Father, take blindness from their mind. Come on.
Yeah.
Talk to them when they go to sleep, when they get up. Tell God what he's already said. God said, put me in remembrance of my word. That's what you got to do.
Yeah. And it can be very hurtful to the rest of the family, because you feel like, wow, I guess that shows you how much we mean. But that's
that's true, though. It's the truth. And, well, I guess I'm not much. You know, they made a God out of this. And every day we were nothing. And so.
But that's not necessarily the truth.
That's not the truth. But there are people.
But the devil's going to come in and try.
Well, people put attachments in. I don't mean to make fun of this at all, but we travel all over America, and every weekend on the way to the airport or on the way to the church, wherever, you'll pass where somebody died in a car wreck, and they build a garden on the side of the road with a cross and flowers, whatever, honoring where they died, you know, and that's not biblical what we're supposed to do. We're supposed to go on, not go to the grave every day. I remember when I was a kid, we went to the grave once a month. My dad did. We had dad had a big family, 12 brothers and sisters, huge gravesite up at the Mine City Baptist Church. And we go mow the grass and we'd trim things around and clean it up. And so I remember my whole life. And then I realized that was just such a waste of time. Like, they're gone. They're not there. The real dad, your mom's in heaven. She's not in that ground. That's not her. She's gone. And we spent so much time, and we go down to Ball Ground, Georgia, where the other side of the family was. We go mow the grass, take care. And I'm not against that. But when my mom died and we buried her, I don't think I've been back one time. That's been almost 6 years ago. It's like, she's not there. My former wife's not in the ground. She's in heaven. I got a new wife. I'm real happy. I don't go visit graves. I just don't do it. And so, but we grew up in the South where that was sort of a habitual thing. You'd have, you know, the decoration sun, let's go decorate the grave, whatever. And we almost made a God out of the dead. And God didn't do that. Jesus said, let the dead bury the dead. Let's get on with your life. We got stuff to do. Get them with your life. That sounds so hard, but it's the truth. And the sooner you make that decision, the better off you're going to be.
Right, right.
So,
Joe, is it important to get water baptized?
Yes. Let me say this. You won't go to hell if you don't. And people use that real hard. You got to get water baptized. No, it's part of the outward side of what happened to you internally. Jesus said it, recommended it, you know. So yeah, I think it's really important to get water baptized. You're not going to go to hell if you don't, but yeah, being ever in water baptized, hey, pastor, you dunked me under. I remember when I got born again, spirit filled, I got water baptized 3 times in one summer because I'd been in a mess and I finally got spirit filled and man, I'm on fire for God. I need to go back one more time. So the third time he water baptized that summer, I came out of the water and said, Joe, that's the last time I'm water baptized. You got it. Forget it. You're not going to get water baptized here anymore. So, but it is an outward sign of what's happened to you internally. And it's like a witness. It's your first really big witness to the world. Hey, I got born again. Jesus Christ is my Lord. Now I want to display that by going on this water. My old man is dead. I'm a new creature in Christ. That's what water baptism tells everybody.
Yeah, I was at a church where they do the coolest baptismal service I've ever seen. And what they do is they bring up the person that led them to the Lord and or mentored them. And then that person talks about them a little bit. And then the person who's gotten born again tells a little bit of their story on a video. And then at the end they say, and today I'm going public.
Come on.
And I always like that. I'm going public and letting everybody know, look at me. I have had a changed life. And so I think it's a wonderful, wonderful place that you can say, hey, look, this is the point where I went public and I told everybody that my life has been changed as a result
of that, making Jesus my Savior. I think one of the side reasons that God thinks it's so important, it's an outward sign. So there's going to be times, I don't care how born again you got, there's going to be some time the devil's going to mess with you.
Yeah.
You're not really saved. You didn't really get it. And so I think the water baptist, no, I got a piece of paper in the wall, date and time I went under. Yeah. I got pictures I went under. No, I've been born again. I'm not perfect, but I'm headed the perfect direction. I'm not perfect, but I serve a perfect God who loves me. So it's a good thing to do. Yes.
Do it.
Do it.
I want to mature as a Christian, but I don't know how to start. I don't know why you think. I don't think I'm reading these funny, but okay. Do you have any book or podcast recommendations?
Well,
the Bible.
Yeah, the Bible. We've all been there, guys. We have all been there, everybody. And so I said, you know, the best book. I remember they interviewed Billy Graham one time, and asked about the books he'd read and what would change his life. He said, well, if I had my life to live over again, I'd probably just read the Bible and I'd do it every day. It is the living word of God. It changes my life. It infuses my soul. It tells me who I am in him, in whom, in Christ. Volume 2 is not coming out. Just volume 1. So go ahead and read it. So the Bible says, if you meditate in the word day and night, Joshua 1:8, you'll prosper and have good success. What? You want to prosper and good success? Well, who doesn't? Well, meditate in the word day and night. Find just scripture verse. Find just one verse and write it on a 3x5 card. Carry it with you all day. I used to do this with my kids. I put one verse on a 3x5 card. I give it to them on Sunday night. I said, you carry this the next Sunday night, and I'll give you another card. I'm just trying to get you to feed on one verse. Just meditate on one verse. Get it in you deep enough. Hey, what do you know? Well, I know one verse. I know John 3:16. You know, or I know Romans 11. I get one verse and then add to it and add to it. And so that's how you get the word of God in you. But it will change your life.
Joe, I love your Friday funnies.
So do we.
I never heard you before finding these videos on Facebook, but I'm so glad I did. I would love if you can help me with something I've always wondered about.
Okay.
Is it wrong for the woman to pursue the man if she's interested in him? Sometimes I think the man should pursue me, but I'm impatient waiting for him to do something.
Well, no, I don't think it's wrong. I don't think it's wrong at all.
I think Esther took a chance there.
Yep. Yep. You know, Isaac and Rebecca, you know, Rebecca never met Isaac, you know, but she heard about it. Like, hey, I think it's somebody I like. And so she follows the servant back. And they got married that afternoon. Like, what'd you do? Did you see pictures? Did you look them on the internet? Nope. I heard about them and I thought, yeah, I'm going after this old boy. And so, no, there's nothing wrong. But you're no different than the man when you're chasing the man. It's like, is he going to respond or not? So you're going to give him an opportunity to respond. Angel used to joke about saying, you know, I'd chase Joe for 3 months trying to get him to respond to me, you know? And And so, and it did, it took time because I thought, Lord have mercy. I don't, you know, I've already been married once and it's over and I'm glad and whatever. And so I grew up in the South. We thought, well, you get one spouse, I had a good time. That was it. Well, no, and I realized something, you know, most of my family lived to be 100. And so I was only 67. I thought, I want to get remarried. I want to wake up next to somebody, breakfast somebody, have a fight with somebody, make up with somebody. And Angel was a jewel and is a jewel. And so
you're welcome.
Yes. Angel. I tell her all the time. I'm going to say right here. I tell all the time, Angel, you saved my life. We went to sleep last night. We're in bed and sometime we're almost asleep. I said, Angel, you saved my life. And I mean that she did. We're as different as daylight and dark, but she's exactly what I needed. She's exactly what I needed. It's like, I couldn't have dreamed her up in a million years. Never could have. And so I'm very thankful, you know. People say, that's just crazy. No, that's God. That's God. That's God. So I don't know what else to say, except I'm in love.
I don't think there's anything wrong with pursuing them. Just be careful because you can run them off if you don't, if you go too aggressive.
Yeah. And you can't put demands on a man. Men don't like deadlines. We should, but we don't. And so ladies, you get a lot more done. Even you go back to Genesis, it's not good for men to be alone. I'll make them a help meet. So God made Eve. So she's got a bigger vocabulary, got better manner, dexterity, going to outlive the average man by 7 years. When God made a woman, he made something better. God loved his men so much, he made somebody better to help his man. So women are smarter, better, got higher IQ, live longer, bigger vocabulary. What is that? That's God's design because he loved his man so much.
Yeah.
He made something special for him.
Yeah.
So it's women are a gift from God. It's in the Bible. They are a gift from God. So take care of your wife. Hug them. Love them. Give them a foot rub. Wash some dishes. Do some laundry. Don't complain. Bathe twice a day.
Yeah. Last Christmas, Joe was going to give me a foot rub for 30 days.
Yes, I was.
And I got one foot.
You got one day under a belt, but it was miraculous. It was a good one.
I said to him in January, boy, that was a nice
30, well, we're going to shoot next Christmas. This Christmas, we're going to try it again. We're going to make another run this Christmas.
Merry his Christmas heart was good, you. But his actions did not fulfill.
My heart was right.
That one was nice. Woo. It was very nice.
You're welcome.
Guys, I hope you have a great week. We love you so much. Thank you for taking the time to spend with us. We very much appreciate it.
Yeah, we love you guys.
Send in your questions and have a wonderful week.
God bless, guys. Be sure to join us Monday, Wednesday, and Friday to hear more of what God could do in your life. It's got a great future for you and your family. We're here to help you get there. Please make sure you visit Joe McGee Ministries on Facebook, YouTube, and Instagram. There you find all of our Friday funny videos and other encouraging resources for you and your family. While you're at it, be sure to visit joemcgee.com. We have all sorts of materials, books, DVDs, you name it, all there to help you, your marriage, and your family succeed.